AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is threatening to blow up every bridge and power plant in Iran if his new deadline for today is not met. In response, Iran called on, quote, all young people, athletes, artists, students, and university students and their professors to form human chains around power plants. Yesterday, Iran rejected a 45-day ceasefire proposal and said it wants a permanent end to the war. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency said Tehran conveyed its response through Pakistan, a key mediator. Iran's president said today that 14 million Iranians, including himself, have volunteered to sacrifice their lives in the war. Two U.S. lawmakers are calling for a permanent solution to Cuba's crisis after making a visit to the island and witnessing firsthand the effects of a U.S. energy blockade.
Democratic Representatives Pramila Jayapal of Washington and Jonathan Jackson of Illinois met with Cuba's President Miguel Díaz-Canel and other leaders during a five-day trip that ended Sunday.
The moment is here for us to have a real negotiation between our two countries and to reverse failed U.S. policy of decades, a Cold War era remnant that no longer serves the American people or the Cuban people.
Díaz-Canel wrote on X that he denounced the criminal damage caused by the blockade imposed by the current U.S. administration and its threats of even more aggressive actions. I'm Julie Walker.
In Australia, police and media report that the country's most decorated living veteran, Ben Roberts Smith, faces war crime charges on allegations that he killed five unarmed Afghans while serving in Afghanistan from 2009 and 2012. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on the reversal of previous protections for transgender students.
The Trump administration has terminated agreements to protect transgender students in several schools. The Education Department says it ended agreements that previous administrations reached with five school districts and a college aimed at upholding rights and protections for transgender students. The decision from Monday means the department will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which called for schools to take steps to comply with federal civil rights law. Under the Biden and Obama administrations, the department interpreted civil rights law to protect transgender students' rights to equal opportunity to an education. The Trump administration has penalized schools that have made efforts to accommodate students based on their gender identity. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.